Here, Henning, thanks for coming, and it's your time not to lose because it's very short time slot.
Thank you. Can you hear me? It's working?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, great to be here again this year. As Danny mentioned, I want to talk about Tamayo today, and especially with a focus on what to do when things don't work as you expect, how to debug the platform, how to test it, how to help with your development process, and topics like this. Yeah. So not to waste time, this is the agenda. About me, I'm involved in the Tamayo project since 2007. Started as developer, moved in operations, and do a lot of things in Tamayo development, operational tasks, etc. And since some years, I also provide services for Tamayo, consulting services. Yeah. What is Tamayo? Tamayo is a carrier-grade server for voice over IP. It started in 2001 as a research project, and it's mainly used for building medium to large voice over IP infrastructure. Like, think not your home, but maybe if you have 5,000, 10,000 plus users, up to millions of users, you can use it to build really large infrastructure. Many, many carriers, some well-known, like 1&1 in Germany, many not so well-known, big commercial companies use it for their voice over IP service, voice over IP routing. It has a large and active development community. Just checked yesterday in OpenHub, it's a statistic service. We are in the top 2 of all open source projects they track. So in the last year, we have, over the history of the project, since the inception of the project, we have over 350 people contributed to the project, over 3,000 commits to the repository. 1 million line of code, so quite a good project. Over 200 modules that you can use to implement old and new services, WebRTC, Daniel just mentioned, but also classical stuff like load balancing, zip application like user location, zip register, present functionality, all kind of things you can do and implement with Tamayo. We released one major release end of last year, and like this past weeks, we released 2 minor releases, 5.3.2 and 5.2.6. And if you want to check it out, you can find it on the page, also in Debian. Yeah. Okay, so far about Tamayo, that you get a bit the general agenda, what we are speaking here, what we discuss here. As you might know or might not know, Tamayo is built as an interpreter. It executes its configuration language for each zip message it processes. We have like a classical interpreter, which is the native config language, but we also support since some years, thanks to Daniel, a lot of other scripting languages like Python, Lua, JavaScript, and other languages. If you want to debug your configuration script, it's a remote server. You have a client talking to the server. You need to somehow look to the server. And one thing you can do that is there is a module for it. It's called Debugger, quite speaking the name. You need to enable it. There's a few configuration parameter how to enable it. And then you can trace the configuration execution in your log file. And you can also connect to your server in a kind of interactive debugging session, like you maybe know from debugging another language like C, C++, maybe .NET, whatever, with GDB or Visual Studio or other IDE. In this debugging mode, you can step through the configuration language. I will show just a quick example how this looks. The following slides are a bit technical, but it's a developer conference in the end. I think it's okay to handle for you. So this is a log file, basically how does it look when you observe the execution of a configuration file. You can see here the timestamp, and you see here at the end, this is the most important thing, what operation it actually executes. So it executes an if call in the config file, it executes a function call in the config file. This is just an example I tested for processing a simple zip options request. So basically, you see also the line of the configuration, the line 505, 510, 623. So it can see how it steps to the configuration script and executes all statements in the config. Yeah. it continues, and then here you can see it was an option request, then in the end somehow it checks, is this an option, and say, okay, yes, and then we will just send a 200 okay a reply, and then the execution stops here with an exit. So it's a quite simple request, but you can see, you can really see the execution in the config file. This is quite handy if you need to debug something, if your config is not working as it should. This is a static observation, basically, similar to programming maybe, to other scripts. With the debugger, you can do it more interactively. The debugger module also provides many other functions. You can also execute conditions in the config to print certain states of the message. You can set auto breakpoints in the configuration. And I will just show a few examples how to work with the debugger. First of all, Camaleo is a multi-process server, so you need to first look up for your children. It is recommended that you restrict the number of children to make it easier for debugging. So you see here, this is the PID of the UDP receiver children. You need to note it, and then you can send a request to the server. For example, I did this with ZipSuck, a standard testing tool, send an options to the server, and now you can do the debugging. You can see in the first line, we enable the breakpoint before actually sending the message, and then you can step with this debug breakpoint command and next in the PID, you can step through the command execution. It's the same as I just showed earlier. So you're just skipping, as with GDB, you can skip and go to the config. If you are in a certain place in your config, you can also look to the state of the server. You can dump internal state, internal VARs to see how the server is actually operating, what it's actually doing. So it's quite handy if you really want to observe your config execution during runtime. Maybe you have an own module, maybe you have some custom code that you developed, and you can observe this with these tools. As I said, you can also print some state from the server. So here in this case, I printed the var $fu. This is the from user, user. And here in this case, of course, it's ZipSuck because it's a ZipSuck test. And if you did all your inspections, if you skip to the config, then you can proceed and continue with the execution of the config with the command move. It's important to know that the Camaleo server will stop execution if we don't tell him to continue. So this is not something that you should do in production, obviously, because your server will stop if you do that. But if you have a test set up, then you can, of course, here really observe and look into details what your server is doing. Just to show that it works. The network is not good, otherwise I would have a live demo, but I put it here on the slides. After I release the breakpoint, you can see that the operation continues in Camaleo, and you can see after 13 seconds, ZipSuck was really receiving a 200 okay from Camaleo, so it will just stop the execution, you can do the things, and then it continues. Okay, that about the breakpoint debugging. For integration tests, unit tests, a few slides I have here as well. Of course, if you have a server which talks to other clients, which maybe talks to database, which maybe talks to another server, this is complicated for setup, it's difficult to test. So for Camaleo, of course, we have the same challenge. We have over 200 modules, as I mentioned. Just to compile these modules, just to set up a test setup for these modules is challenging. And for this, Daniel and other developers, they started some time ago a project called Camaleo-Tests. It's based on Docker. Of course, based on Docker, we have currently it for Debian 9, Debian 10, and CentOS. So basically what you do, you clone this repository, you clone the Camaleo, and then you need to build the Docker image, and then you can execute it. And this is quite handy because it's really, really complicated to have a full working setup of Camaleo on your system if you want to compile all modules, for example. There's a nice blog post from Giacomo is here. Ah, there. Thank you for that. It's a nice blog post. He wrote it last end of last year after the development workshop we had, how to how to actually use these tests and also to add new tests. It's quite good. So if you want to use it for your code in the repository or maybe in your infrastructure in your private repository, just check this out. These are the available tests, there are 15. We really like and love to have more of them, of course, but it's a lot of work. We also use them for releases, so just to check if the Camaleo release works fine, and it's also planned, of course, to extend it more, to have more tests. It's always a good thing. So contributions are also in every part welcome, but especially here, if you are interested in working with Camaleo, and check this out, it's a good thing. One thing what we use, for example, for releases is to check if all modules load basic stuff, but there are also some more module-specific tests, like testing the GeoIP module or testing some user authentication, so really testing the basic loads of a web for Camaleo server. Okay. A last thing I have in my presentation, one last part, is about code quality. Of course, nobody wants to have a server that crash. In a voice over IP server, which handles emergency calls, handles millions of calls for millions of users in some infrastructures. This is, of course, also not something that you want. It should run really, really stable, should not crash, behave correctly regarding to resources, etc. So we, in the Camaleo project, we use static code analyzer to improve the code quality. And we made quite a good progress here. So if you look to other comparable projects, size projects with about 1 million lines of code, we have half of the defects than other projects. We use Coverity. I evaluated also LGTM. Looks good to me. It's the name, LGTM. They are commercial tools. So if you want to use them in your company or maybe in a closed source setting, you need to buy a license or a subscription. But for open source software, this is free. You can use it. I recommend Coverity if you are into that, if you want to evaluate your code. It's quite good. How does it look like? This is the overview, for example, for Coverity. It's executed every few weeks, basically. You can see here in the bottom, we had 3,600 defects and fixed 3,200 of them. 400 are outstanding at the moment. 400 looks like a lot, but there are also quite a lot of false positives. So this is, of course, a thing. A static code analyzer can't really understand the code as a human does in the end. There are some false positives, for example, to switch cases, maybe some go-to warnings, etc. So keep this with a grain of salt. But the defect density you see in the upper right, 0.3, this is really, as I said, half about what comparable project has. So it's a quite good result, and think something we can proud of as our project. If you want to dig into it, this is now the interface of the Coverity. This is highly technical. It's more like for the developers. It's really nice that you see on the bottom layer, you see really, really the call trace that leads up to the bug. In this case, it's a resource leak that it's found, and you can really go and see, okay, this condition was false, and this condition was true, and then in the end, you see, okay, this is the location of the bug. So it's really, really traces the code execution, which is really powerful. Okay, I need to hurry up. This is the LGTM. I will provide the slides later on. It's much, much easier, but it has less checks. How to get access to these tools? Just look to these URLs. You need to subscribe with GitHub or another user on some authentication platform. You need to request the access, and then you get access normally from our development team. So, as I said, contributions are welcome. We have a contribution guide. Ask on our mailing list if you want to access the repository, if you want to contribute something, and I think I need to close. Thank you.